This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about another hour left in the show. So if you have your questions, call us. It's a good time to be getting outside, enjoying yourself in the garden because it is sunny and beautiful. Just needs to warm up a bit. Let's get into the phone call, shall we? Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Pituit.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, and good morning. I just have a couple of questions.
Sure.
One being hydrangeas. And they've never done well. I don't think they're getting enough sun.
Yep.
How much sun do they need?
Well, so it depends on the style hydrangea, which...
It's the blue.
So they will... The Endless Summer?
Endless Summer, yeah.
Perfect. So that one can take a little bit more sun, but it does like some shade to really help it become, you know, a stronger, bigger plant. It can take 6 to 8 hours of sun. So if, you know, that the 6 to 8 hours of sun is going to help benefit its bloom cycle as well. So if you have, you know, 3 to 4 hours of sun on it, that could be one of the reasons why you're not getting a lot of flowers on it as well. So if you can move it.
Okay.
If you can move it, this would be a good time to do it when the plant is really, it's not dormant because it's starting to grow, but it can be moved at this point. The thing about an Endless Summer hydrangea is it's not like the old style hydrangeas where if you pruned it, you basically lost all the flowers for that season
You
weren't sure when you were going to get the flowers again. On the Endless Summer, that's not the case. Endless Summer, you can actually prune them, and you might still have some flowers that same year. So it can definitely be moved at this point into an area where you're going to get more sun. So that's what I'd be looking to do.
Is there a hydrangea that you could actually would require less sun and still be blue?
The old style hydrangea, what is it? One of the styles of hydrangeas that you could use would be like a Nantucket hydrangea. I'm trying to think of the name of the blue hydrangea that I'm thinking about. The Nikko Blue, that's the one. Nikko Blue is one of those. Nikko, Nikko, and then blue. You know, there are some, you're looking for a hydrangea that has the species, which is the second, if you're looking at the Latin name, genus and species, it's Hydrangea macrophylla. Macrophylla is a more shade tolerant, but for blue, you could also look at, I think, there's a style out there called like the Let's Dance varieties that have some blue in there. They might take a little bit of sun as well, but mostly will take some shade. The ones that do take more shade are usually the white flowers, like the Annabelle. But you could, excuse me, I'm sorry. There are some of the maybe even the City Line hydrangea series that might take a little bit less sun, but they, you know, in order to get full blooms and something that you want tons of blooms on, they're all going to need to take some sun to be blue for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, okay. It's kind of, they're going to need the sun. They'll take the shade to get bushy and thicker for you. The other thing I'd be looking to do is fertilize this spring, maybe with a super phosphate, like a 0440 or a 0180. That will help stimulate some of the root growth, which will hopefully help stimulate some of the flower growth for you as well.
And superphosphate, is that the name of the brand?
That's the name of the product itself. So if you were to go into any garden center and say you're looking for superphosphate, they'll know what it is.
Okay, superphosphate.
Yep.
And then I have one more question, too.
Sure.
I put down... it was a fertilizer for grass, but it also was for new seeding.
Okay.
And it also was for crabgrass.
Yep.
It was like a step one.
Yeah.
And then I had step two, and I put that down about 2 weeks ago. So how long do I need to wait to put down step two? And can I put down that product called, I think it's called Rabbit Grow by Jonathan Green?
The grass? The rapid.
Yes, the grass.
So if you put down that crabgrass control with starter fertilizer, you could put the grass seed down immediately. That's what it's meant for.
Right.
And you would wait 6 weeks in between applications before using a step two. But the thing is, when it comes to seeding, sometimes it actually wants you to wait a little bit till it's about 3 or 4 mowings of that new grass, because the weed and feed does have a little bit of a when it's a weaker grass, it can kill it. So I believe if you have the package, it'll tell you right on the back, wait X amount of time before before seeding or before putting down if new seed has been put down. I'm trying to pull up the product at the same time to look at the back of the package, because I believe it tells you to wait until it's been mowed like 3 or 4 times, which usually is about a six-week span.
This was a seed... Not seeding. It was a fertilizer that was okay for seeding and crabgrass.
Yes,
and getting.
But you can put that seed down with that.
Okay.
Okay, and then you have to wait 6 weeks to put a second application. But the what I'm trying to take a look at for you is sometimes if you've already put the seed down, the second application wants you to wait a certain amount of time if you've just recently seeded, because that product can kill the grass seed that you put down.
I should then wait on the step two.
So it's I'm taking a look at it at this point. All right, so it says right on here, do not apply to newly seeded sodded lawns until after 3 mowings. Okay. So you put the seed down with that crabgrass preventer with starter fertilizer. Now you need to at least mow that lawn 3 times before you put this second step down.
Okay.
Okay, or 6 weeks. So if it's 3 weeks, if it's 3 mowings, if that takes 6 weeks, or if 6 weeks happens first, which I think you'll mow that multiple times before 6 weeks happens. Because you can't put the fertilizer. So what's happened is they both have fertilizers in it. If you put them too close together, you can end up burning the lawn.
Okay.
Okay, so they both have nitrogen in it, and they both have a higher nitrogen level, and what can happen is too much nitrogen can turn the lawn brown, and that's not what we're trying to do, obviously. So you put the seed down 2 weeks ago, let it grow. You probably need to mow it, like I said, 3 times, and in that time frame, 3 times from now is about 6 weeks from putting that down, then you can put that second application down.
And can I put the Rapid Grow down at the same time?
Not with the weed and feed. It says to wait about 3 to 4 weeks after putting that application down.
And how about step 2? Same thing?
I gotta hit a break. Why don't you hang tight with me on the other side? I'll go over it with you. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jan in regards to, when to put down step two, when to do, after you've done seeding. Just to go over it, again, real quick here. So you put down step one 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago at this point, you put down the starter fertilizer with a crabgrass control and grass seed down. So you put that down 2 weeks ago. So now in order for step two to be put on, it's usually waiting 6 weeks from the first initial application. That being said, because you put seed down, there is a clause to all of this. You need to make sure that not only the 6 weeks have gone by, but the new grass has sprouted and you have mowed it 3 times. So then you can put down the step two at that point. And you do not put any seed down at the same time. So you would put that step two down. And then if you want to put more seed down, you need to wait 3 to 4 weeks after putting step two down to seed for the second time. If you want to seed before the weed and feed, you have to wait until the grass seed has grown for the second time and has been mowed 3 more times. Okay. There is a process to it, and it all changes depending upon how you want to work on it. And a lot of times on the back of the products that you use for step one and step two will say on the back of the package everything you need to do. So if you can't remember what we say, what we talk about, look at the back of the package. It will tell you as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. And my last question is rat magic.
Yep.
How often can I put that down on the lawn while I'm fertilizing?
Well, so you can put it down every, 4 weeks, because it'll last 4 weeks. If you're worried about, the squirrels, chipmunks, those types of things coming through, the rats, whatever, you can put it down. They also make a liquid form of the product. It's just called a chipmunk squirrel repellent, chipmunk and squirrel repellent. It's the same active ingredient as the granules, but you can use it as a liquid, and they usually say it lasts about 4 weeks. Unless we get a very heavy rain. The very heavy rain can wash it out and not make it as effective as it was prior.
Okay. Well, as always, you're very helpful.
No problem,
Jen. I always learn something. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got about a half hour left in the show. And we'll try to answer a few questions for you. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in Cape Cod.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Patrick, I missed aeration in the fall for my lawn, so I had it done in the spring of this year, and it was done about a week ago.
Okay.
The plugs are now sitting up there pretty high on the lawn because the soil was really quite wet. On this first mow, and I have it done by a landscaper, should I have them leave the bag off, or is it okay to just pick up the trimmings? And where do I go with the fertilizer, my first fertilizer at this point?
So you can have them leave the bag on. That's fine if it cleans them up. I mean, a lot of times those plugs that, kind of dissolve a little bit or break down a little bit, but if they're still in full fully intact right now and they're still strong, that might mean that you have a little bit of a little bit of compaction in the soil, so it wouldn't be a bad thing for them to be just vacating and being picked up.
Okay.
So I see no problem with them using the bag to clean it up at the same time. What'll also happen is parts of it'll be run over and broken up anyways and just flung into the different areas and be fine. So I don't see a problem. And you could definitely fertilize now. Maybe wait till after they do the mow and clean up so it spreads it. But if you have some more questions, hang tight because I'm hitting the break.
Sure.
So we're
going
to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukrainian military says Russia has been beefing up its forces and trying to probe Ukrainian defenses. The military adding that the Russians also continue their attempts to take control of Mariupol. This as United States and Poland are set to hold joint military drills. Russia has blocked off Ukraine's southern coast so the country is isolated from any trade or travel coming through the Black Sea. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains how this could have a worldwide impact.
A third of the wheat's exports, about a third of the world's fertilizers pass through the Black Sea. And that's going to have a ripple effect as those exports are stopped. Typically, those exports go to Africa, to the Middle East, where there's already food insecurity. Where there's food insecurity, there's going to be starvation and famine.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. According to the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, 61% of likely U.S. voters believe that violent crime is on the rise, and 47% believe that President Biden has done a poor job in handling law enforcement issues. A full 81% of respondents say they believe the issue will be important in the November midterm elections, including 46% who say it will be very important. Nearly two-thirds of voters say the Hunter Biden laptop story is important and believe the president was probably involved in his son's foreign business dealings. An investigation into stomach illness likely linked to Lucky Charms is continuing. The Food and Drug Administration saying they're looking into a link between a stomach bug and Lucky Charms cereal after hundreds reported feeling sick after eating the cereal to IWasPoisoned.com. The website saying this is the largest amount of reports a single product has ever received on the site. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Excuse me. Now, before the break, we've been talking with Barbara in regards to a couple things here with putting fertilizer down and cleaning up the yard after being aerated. I just wanted to make sure we kind of finish the thought here because I was kind of rushing towards the end. When they're mowing, sometimes what will also happen is the bits that have kind of been left are going to spread out and move around. And one of my concerns on all this is if you aerated a couple weeks ago and these plugs are still kind of together, even after all the rain we've been having, there might be a little bit more to the soil going on where it is very compact. So that makes me wonder, do you need to add something to the soil to help break it down? And I'd be looking at, you know, not just fertilizing, but possibly using a product like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. Because what that'll help do is it does the same thing as aeration, but on a deeper level of the soil. Because aeration, you can only go down, it only goes down like 2 inches.
Right.
You know, those little plugs. Whereas the Love Your Soil will go down deeper into the soil as it gets watered in and broken down and break up. So if you're, you know, aerating for the reason of it being so compact, this is another way to help, you know. It's like a 1-2 punch, and it's going to help break down the soil around it, release trap nutrients, release some of the compact areas, and allow the lawn to thrive long term. So I think it might be beneficial to look into that as well.
All right. And when would that be put down? Right about now?
Yeah, you could put that down now. Yeah, definitely. It's a product that can be put down multiple times in a season. It's not just a one-and-done type thing. Depending upon how compact your soils are, actually dictates how many times you can put it down. And you can actually put it down 3 times in one season. And what that'll do is really help break down the compact soils underneath it so that your grass will grow the way you want it to grow.
Okay. How do I just put this down? I don't have to water it in after?
Yeah, it would just be like you were putting a regular fertilizer down. Okay. It's not one that you'd really have to worry about heavily, where you're doing all this extra, work to it. I can't remember off the top of my head if it says to water in or not. I'm trying to pull up the product label at the same time here. So it says right on it. Yeah, watering is not necessary.
Okay.
But you can actually water in after the application for like 15 to 20, 30 minutes if it's very like compact soil to help break it down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But you don't necessarily have to. And so this is one of those things too where if you put it down and it gets into the flower beds or anything, it's not going to hurt the flower beds at all. It's only going to help benefit them as well. So it's not something you need to be worried about, using like one of those edge type spreaders that's going to stay away from the flower beds. This can be put down, and if it goes in there, it's only going to benefit it. It's not going to harm it.
Okay. So should I aerate every year? I know they've done one of those plug tests where they put it down and they said, yes, it was just so compacted in some areas they almost couldn't get the plugs out.
Yep.
So that was an indication to me that, yes, I should keep aerating every year, perhaps. Can I aerate too much? Should I have this done again in the fall if I find that it's too compacted?
I would not put it aerate again. What I would do is you've already aerated once this year. I would use that product, Love Your Soil, that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
You can actually use it 3 times. Now, on the package, it says twice a year. But knowing the product and knowing the basis of what's in it, you can use it 3 applications in 6-week intervals. Now, by you telling me right then there that it was so hard for them to do this, they want you to aerate all the time, that to me says we can put this product down 3 times in 1 season at double the rate that it says. And it'll even say on here you can use it at double the rate for compact soils, okay? What it is it's basically you're looking at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So figure out how many square feet you have, and then we can build it from there. But you can do it in 6-week intervals. The reason why you can do it in 6-week intervals is it's fast acting. So once it hits the ground, it starts working. So it works for 6 weeks, and then you can apply it again 6 weeks from then. And then 6 weeks after, and I can tell you that your soil won't be as compacted. And then next year, they could actually run the aerator in the spring again, and you'll find it complete different. What I would also suggest you doing is after you've done this process and these 3 applications, I would recommend getting a soil sample taken.
Okay.
And getting a soil test. The reason being is this is also releasing trapped nutrients all over the lawn. Because you could be fertilizing year after year, and with a compact soil, the fertilizer just sits in there and just stores up and doesn't become usable. But what we're doing is we're breaking down clay, we're breaking down compact soils, we're also breaking back that stored up fertilizer that's just sitting there.
Wow, once I never knew that state.
So that's what happens sometimes with compact soils is you don't see it, but like phosphorus levels can be very high because of the, other elements that are in there and because of the compact soil. So it's not releasing as much as you need. So that's why at the end of this process, you do a soil test so you can then say, all right, I've kind of flushed the system of my lawn out. Am I starting fresh or are there nutrients still in there and how can we build upon that to be successful long term?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little bit of work, but I'm telling you, using this product three times, you are going to see a world of difference on the compaction level of your lawn and everything. And that's why at the end of this, if we do that soil test, so that way you can be successful going forward and you don't have to 4 or 5 years down the road do this process over again. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I see you. But should I aerate every year? I was told that if I put down sod, one part of my lawn is sod, the other part is just regular, you know, regular grass planted, seeded, that if on the sod, I need to aerate every year.
That's not necessarily true because the sod is same thing as a lawn. When you put seed down, it's just more established. And the thing about it is, it's all about the soil underneath the sod or the grass.
Okay, yep.
And if it's compacted underneath where you put the sod down, just because you put sod down or you put seed down is not going to make it less compacted unless you do something to help the compaction. So that's where the issue lies. And being able to break down the soil and everything underneath it, that's the big thing for it. And that's what Love Your Soil can do for you.
All right. Thank you. I never knew that soil, if it wasn't really utilized in the lawn, can be stored.
It can be. You'll be amazed. So if you were to take a soil sample today and then compare it, and when I say soil sample, a soil test, I'd want you to send it away. I don't want you to just put the probe in there to find the pH level.
Yeah,
because we need to know what else is going on. But I can tell you that if you did it today, did all these products, and then basically 18 weeks from now, did it again, you'd see completely different results. And I can almost guarantee that your phosphorus levels are high, your magnesium levels are high, your sulfur, your calcium is probably all high, and it's having an issue breaking down, and that's where that Love Your Soil comes in and takes place to make your lawn stronger long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can see where maybe some of my plants at different spots aren't doing what I think they should be doing. Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate it. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Barbara. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got some more calls on the line, Nathan?
Yep, there's three here. Bill's in Osterville.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Pat. Yeah, great show.
Thank you.
I got two questions for you.
Sure.
The first one is I have a star magnolia. It's blooming. It looks great. Hold on. Let's see. Where am I at? Oh, my God. How do you do this?
That's all right, Bill. I appreciate you coming off the speakerphone. What happens is there gets to be like a heavy echo, and it's not the best sound for us. You still there, Bill? All right. Seems like Bill's got a star magnolia looking good. Probably looking to see what to do next, if anything. You can fertilize this spring. You can definitely get it ready. Once it's done flowering, if you're looking to prune it to get it shaped, wait till it's done flowering. That is the best time to be pruning anything that flowers and really getting it taken care of that way. Because obviously it's flowering now. You're not going to do any of the pruning. You're going to wait until it's done so you don't affect this year's growth. Always pruning back to right before a leaf junction so that you're not affecting the growth in between. You're not inhibiting any of the growth. So take a look at that. As far as fertilizing, like I said, you can do it now. You could use a 10-10-10. You could use a plant tone or a garden tone. One of those would be fine to continue on with that. So I think you'll be definitely okay by pruning after flowering, fertilizing now to continue that growth and make it stronger for going forward. So I believe Bill's still on mute at this point. Got about less than a minute left. I got less than a minute left before the break. I don't want to introduce somebody because I'm about to cut them off immediately. So whoever's on the line next, I appreciate you hanging on tight with me for another couple minutes. I know you've been waiting to hear from me, so I apologize. But we don't want to cut you off immediately. Anyways, we're going to take a break here for everybody who's listening. I won't be here next week. I'm going to celebrate Easter with the family. And enjoy the day. Kids are young enough, I want to enjoy it while I can. But we're going to take a break here, then we'll come back to wrap up the show and answer a few calls. We'll be back in a few.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were trying to talk with Bill. We had some connection issues. Bill is back, so I want to finish that conversation because he was here waiting for us. So, Bill, welcome back. How can we help you?
Sorry about that.
It happens.
I have a star magnolia, and I want to know if I can cut the little scraggly branches that don't have flowers on them.
Well, so how are they? Are they budded up, or what? How do they look?
Well, it's like at the bottom mostly, and it's very few of them, you know, that look like they're not going to flower.
Well, so you can definitely prune it. The rule of thumb when it comes to pruning anything with flowers or anything along those lines is where we usually wait till it's done blooming, right?
Okay.
But with something like that where you're noticing that it's nothing but problems or they're not really doing much, you could thin them out and clean them up. That's not a problem.
Okay. Great. The second question, real quick. I got a pussy willow in water. It's got roots on it, and the green flowers are showing, you know, the leaves.
Yep.
When's the best time to put it in a pot so I can see if I can root it?
If you're seeing roots on it, now's the best time to put it in a pot.
Great.
Definitely get it in there into some fresh soil and get it going.
All right. Thank you so much. Great
Thanks,
job.
Bill.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Todd's in Brewster.
Todd, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, I think it was a sports program or something. There's so many people on this line.
How can we help you?
I have an acre yard that is perimeter is all loaded with conquered grape bushes and pricker bushes.
Yep.
I would really like to encourage that growth as much as I can for wine and jam making. But I find that of all the acre edge that this is proliferated with the grape bushes, only about a 5-yard stretch of it on the back end actually produces grapes. The rest of it doesn't.
Okay.
So what can I do to encourage, without going out and unwinding each grape plant from a pricker bush, what can I do to just encourage that to go wild and the other stuff to get out of there?
Well, so the real question is, have you done any fertilizing or pruning or anything? Okay. So that's part of the process here. When it comes to, you know, fertilizing, you definitely need to get some down at this point.
Okay.
That, you know, you could use like an all-purpose fertilizer to like a 10-10-10 to help give it something. The other thing is when you look at it, it might make more sense to maybe use like a 5-10-5. The more I think about it, because they don't love nitrogen. They're not like a huge nitrogen. They don't thrive off of it. So anything like a 5-10-5 or something like that.
Okay.
Are they getting a good amount of sun?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
It's like 23 hours a day at this place.
Awesome. Perfect.
Hey, other quick question. I am very seriously thinking about putting down some sort of a inexpensive Quonset hut type thing, because some of my stuff I do, little big fog machine comes through here every day in the summer, and during the fall, right around September, I started having a lot of mildew problems and everything, and I want to be able to, when it gets to that time of the year, take some clear plastic and throw it up over that area to keep it protected.
Yep.
I've seen a couple places online that actually sell these Quonset hut things cheap. It's like a Rector set, and you go out and buy the plastic.
Yep.
But being an old fuddy-duddy, almost said something else. is there anybody down here that you know that puts them up?
I don't know of anybody down there specifically, but, you know, the company I might be looking at to get something like that would be like a Gardener's Supply, which is online. They have some, you know, top-quality products as it is.
Yeah.
So I think if you're looking for that, I don't know of anybody specifically down there. I apologize.
No problem. All right, man. Well, I'll try this thing with the grapes.
Well, good luck.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Todd. All right, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody who called in and everybody who is listening. Like I said, I won't be here next week. I'm going to celebrate Easter with the family. The girls are old enough that they want to spend some time, which I'll take. Anyways, until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. And I'll leave you with happy birthday to my nephew, Connor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.